بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Another way by which the deceased can continuously receive comfort and benefit in their grave, even after passing away, is for those who are alive to do such actions which will please the deceased or benefit them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us of many such actions which will comfort, benefit, or even earn rewards for those people who have passed away. From those actions, we will discuss a few. The very first is to visit them in the graveyard. It is reported in an authentic hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whenever a person passes by the grave of another believer who he knew in this world, and he makes salam to that believer who has passed away, the inhabitant of the grave recognizes his visitor and he responds to the salam. In some narrations it is mentioned, ista'anasa bihi. The person in the grave, the deceased, feels great comfort and solace in the company of the one who is alive until that person leaves the graveyard. A second action we can do to benefit them is to recite Quran and to send the rewards for them. Sha'bi rahimahullah says, كانت الأنصار إذا مات لهم الميت اختلفوا إلى قبره يقرؤون له القرآن. Whenever any person would pass away from the Ansar, the people would visit his grave and they would recite Quran for him, for his benefit, meaning that they would send the reward of their tilawat to the one who had passed away so he can continue earning rewards and benefit from their tilawat. Tilawat can be done in the graveyard, it can be done at home. It can be of an entire Qur'an, it can be of certain surahs. Whatever Qur'an we recite, we should make an intention that this tilawat of ours, the reward of it, should go over to those who have passed away. Another great action which greatly benefits those who have passed away is to make istighfar on their behalf, to ask Allah to forgive them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, on the day of Qiyamah, a man will be followed with good actions equal to mountains. He will say, where did these good actions come from? I had not carried them out. And he will be told, your son made istighfar on your behalf. Therefore, you have received all of these rewards. Allah will raise people's ranks in Jannah. They will see their property and their plots and the favors of Allah which Allah had kept in store for them in Jannah increasing. They will say, oh my Rabb, where did all of this come from? And Allah will say to them, your son or daughter made istighfar on your behalf. Actually, in one narration it is stated that the best gift that the living can give those who have passed away is to make istighfar for them, to say to Allah, oh Allah, please forgive them, oh Allah, please forgive them. Along with istighfar, dua is something which benefits them very greatly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the deceased in his grave is just like a person who is in water about to drown. He is calling out for help and he is waiting for any form of help which can come to him. The people in their graves are waiting in expectation for the dua which will come to them from their father, mother, son, daughter or friend. When this dua reaches them, this gift is so precious to them that it is more valuable in their eyes compared to all of the things in this world. When Allah sends these du'as to those who are in their graves, Allah sends it to them in the form of huge, huge mountains. Therefore, du'a for the deceased will benefit them very greatly. Another action which benefits very greatly is the action of sadaqah. Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, O Rasulullah, my mother has passed away. Which sadaqah will benefit her the most? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, water. So Sa'd radiallahu anhu had a well dug and he made the intention that the reward of this water should go to Sa'd, should go to my mother. Even when performing nafal salah or keeping a nafal fast, a person should make the intention that the reward should be passed over to the deceased. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna min al birri ba'd al birr أن تصلي عليهما مع صلاتك وأن تصوم عنهما مع صيامك وأن تصدق عنهما مع صدقتك. After a person's parents pass away one method and way by which you can continue serving them is that whenever you perform salah, you make intention that the reward should also go to them. Whenever you fast, you make intention that the reward should also go to them. Whenever you give sadaqah, you should make intention that the reward should also go to them. In one hadith it is stated, when a person gives any nafal sadaqah, he should make the intention that the reward will go to his parents. They will get the full reward and his reward will not decrease in the least. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us such people who continue comforting and benefiting the deceased even after they have passed away. Amen.